Time now to change strides. We want to talk about something a little bit more bright, although for Mrs. King, it's not too good at the moment because, unfortunately, she's had a fall in hospital. But well done to the MRC. And Joshy Rodder from the MRC is here because he knows about Mrs. King, who is a legend, especially around Caulfield, and as far as what she has given to the jockeys over the years. Josh, good morning to you. How are you, mate? Can you paint the picture for those who aren't too au fait with what Mrs. King has done throughout her life, what she means to all the jockeys here in Victoria?
Well, good morning, Michael, and good morning to everyone in the land of RSN. Today at Ladbrokes Park Sandown, we are naming race one Good Health Mrs. King. Mrs. King would be probably around 91 or 92 years of age. She retired around 8 years ago from the managing the Caulfield Jockeys Room, but she worked across all the metropolitan tracks for longer than I've been alive. I'd have to say, I couldn't get an exact time, but it'd have to be 40 or 50 years she was dedicated to our participants and to the sport. And it's often when we look at racing, Michael, that we see the front and the face of it, you know, on racing.com and Sky Channel and when you're at the races, but behind the scenes, there's so many people that are important cogs in keeping this great and wonderful sport turning. And Mrs. King has been one of those for an eternity. And today, sending her the well wishes and good health for her, you know, the injury she's had, is as well as saying good health and a speedy recovery, it's also to say thank you, because these people need not to be forgotten. You know, they service the industry so well and they mean so much to so many. And so I think it's very important that we celebrate and say thanks to Mrs. King today at Ladbrokes Park. And I'm sure all the jockeys that'll be there today will be, you know, sending all their well wishes to Mrs. King. You know, it goes back to, she was the wife of former Caulfield trader Frank King, who was a famous master of apprentices. Frank looked after and helped build the careers of such jockeys as Darren Gouchy, Dale Short, David Taggart and Stan Aitken. And I know in my younger days, I used to work at Ron McGuinness's, probably at the other end of the track, and I can remember everyone talking famously, you know, glowingly. I had friends that had horses with Frank, getting an invite around to Mrs. King's for the famous roast dinner. And I'm sure a lot of the participants, stable hands, jockeys, you know, they all would have had that connection with Mrs. King, whether it be through Frank at the stables or on race day. And, you know, obviously she would have seen a lot, Michael, over the years down in the basement of the, you know, the Caulfield grandstand, the jockeys, you know, obviously it's a passionate sort of buzzing area. And, you know, she was the glue a lot of the time between all the jockeys, you know, down there. So, yeah, no, we love Mrs. King. We miss her at the races. And hopefully, if everything eventually blows over, we're going to have Mrs. King back at the races and celebrate her again.
Well, she retired about 8 years ago, but as you said, she's 91 years of age now. She's broken her hip. She's currently, I think, in the Alfred Hospital. So I'm not sure if she's listening, but I'm sure the well wishers will pass on all of the messages to her. And the fact that she's known as Mrs. King, every single jockey only referred to her in that way. They never called her by her first name because that was, I suppose, the way the apprentices and the respect that they showed for her over her entire career working at Caulfield and the other racetracks.
Yeah, no, it was amazing, Michael. I got a real story that, you know, sticks out to me was when I was working at Caulfield, I was heading up to the committee room to take a racing participant up as a special guest for your much better half, Jackie, to interview. And just up there, landed, dropped off the special guest, and the phone rings. So I ducked out the back, and it was all pandemonium. I had to get downstairs to the jockeys' room, and several of the senior jockeys, I think there was Stephen King, Darren Gouchy, they were like, they won't let Mrs. King, this was after her retirement, back, you know, she'd never passed, they won't let her into the mounting yard to come and say hello. So I had to defuse the situation and get Mrs. King in. And after that race in Victoria, Dean Cruz and the team were very kind to give her a, you know, a lifelong pass to be able to enter and come and go and say hello to the jockeys. We haven't seen her for some time, but hopefully we can, you know, see her again. But she saw the jockeys, you know, at their most frazzled and saw them at their very best after a Caulfield Cup win. And she saw harsh words spoken, and she was suitably deaf and blind when required. I'm sure all the jockeys are going to look back fondly at Mrs. King.
Well, we can have a chat to Craig Williams now, who no doubt will tell us a few stories about what Mrs. King did to a young and for a young Craig Williams and try and find a winner today. But Josh, well done to you and the MRC for naming the race in her honour, the Good Health Mrs. King, the first race today. And fingers crossed that she gets back to the racetrack when we can all get back to the racetrack in the coming months as well. Good on you, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's not the same without our owners and punters and fans. So hopefully things can come back to normal shortly. So good luck and happy racing to all the listeners, Michael.